This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome to another meeting of the Nutrition and Wellness faculty. I see we have a small group tonight, and Harry Yablonsky, welcome.
Good to see you. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, this is Quentin Cernke. You can't see me because my video is not working for some reason, and I'm a techno idiot, I guess. I punched a lot of buttons. You know Ben Briggs, Harry?
I don't. Ben, how are you? Harry Yablonsky here.
Hello, Harry. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Nice to meet you.
And I know that you know Steve Zielinski very well.
Oh, yeah. We go way
back. Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Yeah.
We're talking about, or our panel of two is talking about allergies and perhaps non-drug ways to approach allergies, seasonal allergies. I have two homes, one in Phoenix, Arizona area, and the other on the Gulf Coast of Alabama, where we have lots and lots of pine trees. We returned to Alabama a month ago, and almost immediately I started coughing. Water that accumulates here and there on the road after a rain or car wash or something has a film of green pollen on it. We supposedly had one of the highest pollen counts we've ever had in lower Alabama here. So long story short, I've been through two rounds of prednisone, short, one 4-day, one 3-day. I'm on my second of 3-day, and changed antihistamines from second generation to chlorpheniramine, which is, of course, the first generation, causes a little bit of drowsiness. It keeps people who have prostates from peeing. Since mine's in a jar somewhere, it doesn't bother me. I've been using triamcinolone nasal mist, which also has some issues, but I seem to get some coughing, some drainage relief with that. These are drugs. And the only non-drug approach that I've used is nasal irrigation. And I read about 2 weeks ago about a fellow, I guess it was a fellow, who died in Florida because his tap water was contaminated with amoebas. And he developed an amoeba infection, and it got in his brain, and the fellow passed away. So there was a alert in Florida: don't be flushing your nose out with tap water. You know, use boiled water, or use boiled tap water, or use some distilled water. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm looking for something else. Ben and Steve have been very helpful to me, Harry, and changed my nutritional approach to supplements over the last few months. I'm taking things I haven't taken in the past. I'm not ready to do a promotional commercial yet, like they say on TV for Nature's Bounty and all those other things. But let's start off with Steve today, if we could. And Steve, I would just we can get down and dirty here. There's just pretty much the three of us plus Linda. But, how helpful are non-drug approaches to allergy? That'd be one question I would have for you. And if you could only do one thing that's a non-drug approach, what would the one thing be? And I know you've told us in the past that one of the things you do is you publish the pollen report. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's so tell us about those three things: the pollen report, the best, and other options.
So what do I do? I'd say, first of all, so on every pollen report, let's see if I can find it. Hold on. Let me look at the St. Louis Allergy Index. So I look up every area, at least in St. Louis, has an allergy index, has a pollen and mold center. So St. Louis County, Missouri, If I go there today, it gives me a result of what's going on in the pollen and mold report every single day. So right now, as of Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, here, I can see if I can do this. How do you, anyhow, I don't know how to share screen. I'm not that savvy with this stuff. But if I could, I'd show you what I was looking at right now. What I'm looking at right now is, as of today in St. Louis, the tree counts are high. The grass count is absent. The weed count is absent. And the mold count is moderate. So that's my cheat for dealing with, because in St. Louis, it can be really, really wet. And everybody thinks that they have allergies. And it's mold. And mold is a fungus, not an allergen. It acts as an allergen, but since we don't have really over-the-counter fungal medications, everybody treats it with antihistamines because it triggers the histamine response. So actually, today, I might actually use two different things. I'd probably use quercetin and like Sinotrol, both, because both the mold counts from the rain and the trees are starting to pollinate right now as well. So I'd probably use two different things, not one. But if it was like last week and the trees weren't blooming yet, I'd probably just go with Sinotrol if it was still raining. And if it was really dry and all, and there was a lot of pollen on all the cars in St. Louis, I'd probably go with Dehist. So it just depends on the day. But, you know, sometimes I get into the pharmacy too early. I don't know what's on my car till after work. But so if I look at that that report, it kind of is a way I can kind of cheat. A lot of times, you know, certain times of year, like right now is allergy season and the tree counts and pollen counts are high. But a lot of times when people are having allergies, it's something other than allergens because there is no tree count. It's, you know, just as important as it's high today, the grass count and weed count today is absent. So on other days, the tree count is absent. So I guess that's kind of how I've been doing it, because like I could give somebody Dehist and that's great, you know, and it still works acutely, but like I have more success with Sinotrol in St. Louis because I have a lot of people with allergy medications or asthma medications, and all of a sudden the stuff would improve when they kind of suppress the mold response.
Steve, Dehist and Sinotrol don't mean very much to me, because I assume they're trade names, correct?
So they're trade names. So, yeah, hold on. I can explain that a little bit more. So Sinotrol contains something called quercetin. And quercetin is a mast cell stabilizer, but it's in a lot of different things as well. So it's typically found in apples. But does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, quercetin does. Is there anything else in Sinotrol?
Yeah.
Steve, I think you're confusing that one with Dehist.
Quercetin. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, Dehist has the quercetin. And that's the one that's for more the tree allergies. Am I right, Harry?
Yeah, that's the mast cell stabilizer big time.
Yes. Yeah, no. Quercetin is the mast cell stabilizer. And that's what I would use for tree allergies. So like this time of year, it's something that typically I started this month or like a couple weeks ago for people so they can start loading it up, because it works a lot better when you load it before the allergies start. So that's typically the way I use it is have people load up on it 2 to 3 weeks in advance. And then once they build up a level in their system, they start seeing their symptoms of allergies or their, you know, all the symptoms you're experiencing now go away.
So the pine trees that are raining pollen here, it's not too late for me to start product with quercetin in it or specifically?
No, I don't think so. I still think I would load up on it. You know what I mean? Load up is take a loading dose so you can build up a therapeutic level in your system to get a response. You can't just take it once or twice and then it starts working immediately.
Yep.
At least I haven't seen it work that way. And I guess that's why I like Sinus. What's that?
Any similarities to Singulair?
Harry might know a little bit more. No, the other one that's, I don't think so. That's an interleukin one. It works on the specific T cell, whatever, the immune cell. The other thing that is similar to it that's not DHIS would be quercetin. And that's chromalin. I'm sorry. So nasal chrom, for example, would be a nasal form of chromalin. And chromalin also works on that same thing as quercetin does and stabilizes the mast cells. So I think I use them interchangeably for people. And sometimes I don't always go right to DHIS. So if somebody's been trying like Flonase or something, they're used to taking a nasal spray and they're not seeing it work. Sometimes it's nice to have them try like quercetin and see it work. They think it's a nasal spray, so I think it's going to do the same thing, but it has two different mechanisms of action. So I do like quercetin. I do like the nasal chrom as well.
Well, thank you, Steve. You've given me some ideas for myself.
Hey, Steve, real quick on that. There's a website. It's just called pollen.com. And you could just plug in a city or a zip code and then you hit forecast and it'll give you a 5-day forecast. And it's pretty neat. Right now I'm in Phoenix and the forecast here is looking pretty high, quite honestly, for Phoenix. So it's but that's a real another quick source. I just wanted to let you know about pollen.com.
Cool.
Yeah, I just came out of pollen.com and we're a 9.7
in
tree pollen, and it's pretty level all this week in Foley, Alabama. Phoenix has some issues too. People moved there.
I didn't know that.
And they brought their plants with them, and now they're blooming, and there is some foliage there.
Yeah, but that's a nice.
So what does it give you on that website? Okay, I see it. So, like, today was a 9.5.
Yeah, it was in Phoenix, 9.5. Wow.
No, they're showing a 10.
St. Louis.
Phoenix is a 10 for Thursday, 9.8 for Friday, 9 for Saturday. Getting better as the week goes on.
Yeah, that's about equivalent to Lower Alabama here with raining pollen. Appreciate you joining us, Harry. I really do. Problem. You've got a world of information as a pharmacist. Ben, we hope we haven't taken all the thunder. Ben always has numerous ideas and a lot of history and background that I certainly appreciate. So it's the floor is yours, Ben.
Okay. Quentin, what kind of heat do you have for air conditioning system?
Well, in we have an RV in Lower Alabama, a fifth wheel that we use as a condo, and air conditioners in the ceiling, and we haven't used heat, and we haven't used much air conditioning either. It's been in the 70s, except for a couple nights it dipped into the 40s, and we did get the heat on. But for the most part, when we first got here and my symptoms began, I was without, we weren't running anything. In Arizona, Phoenix area, where we have our home in Mesa, we run a cool air vaporizer that we clean frequently. Wherever we refill it, we clean it. And because it's so dry there, and that seems to help with some things. Although I don't have cough when I'm in Arizona,
right?
In the Phoenix area, but it just hit me up hard here.
Well, have you cleaned your fifth wheel?
Oh yeah, we keep the filters clean.
Okay,
and we haven't really run except for a couple of nights, we turn the heat on, and it's okay. Propane gas furnace.
Yeah, it's just what's circulating inside your vents. It could be a problem. So I would advise at some point when you get a chance, get them cleaned. Any household that has hot air or airflow, I mean, like a heat pump or whatever, that's a big problem. So these mast cells, they can activate by this, even just the dust, and stuff gets trapped in there, especially mold. It's a good idea to clean that. Now, Steve mentioned the dehiss, but in dehiss, you have five different ingredients in there. Each of them act a little differently. So part of the quercetin is in there, which is like a bioflavonoid from C, which is anti-inflammatory and antiviral, actually. So you can use that quercetin just about any time. And your dehiss, like Steve said, do the loading dose for sure. And I mean like three capsules, 3 to 4 times a day for 4 or 5 days, and then you can back off a little bit. Also in the quercetin is bromelain, which is an enzyme that you find in pineapple, which is, you know, and also anti-inflammatory. And then there's N-acetylcysteine, NAC is the other name for it, which I would recommend that pretty much all the time. It can't hurt you at all. If you have a lot of trouble, you could go on, take the next step from N-acetylcysteine and go right to glutathione, which would be even stronger. And there's also vitamin C in that dehiss too, and stinging nettle, which is very good for upper respiratory things. That's an herbal product. For now, get off of dairy for sure. That's going to cause mucus and congestion. So get off of any dairy except for butter, because it doesn't have any casein in there. That would be an idea. And if you're not taking zinc, I would be on zinc. And then keep your probiotics going. You know, you might want to switch your probiotic up every couple of months. Just change them around so you get different strains of your good probiotics. Part of this histamine issue, when it begins to react, if you don't have a healthy gut, then of course you're going to make histamine N-methyltransferase, and that's what eats up the histamine that's in the gut. And the gut can start to cause that inflammation. You can go to something like a DAO product or a histamine DAO. Let's see, what's the company? Oh, Designs for Health has a very good one. It's quite expensive, but it does work, especially those who have the mast cell issue. And oddly enough, in the mast cell, and you could try this, Quentin, it may sound weird, but you can get an H2 blocker, like the old Tagamet or Pepcid.
Yeah.
Or on the other side of the histamine. The histamine ones don't work very long, like the Claritins. I don't even recommend those for anyone. And Zyrtec causes a little bit of drowsiness from people. So that those you can go right to an H2 blocker and see if that helps. The vitamin C, the bioflavonoids, also should keep them on board along with zinc. And I would use zinc carnosine, because that works on the linings of the mucous membranes. There's all kinds of zinc, but the carnosine form is much better for that. And then there's always berberine. Now, berberine, if you're diabetic, it works very well, almost as well as metformin, actually in some cases better, because you don't have any digestive issues. But for my mast cell patients, I've used the H2 blockers and berberine, and of course a few other things. And watch your foods, watch your sulfites, your processed meats, you're going to find them. These little changes can make a big difference in the way, you know, you respond to the outside pollen and the molds. And the molds are the big issue here. They're everywhere. I mean, it's a ongoing issue with that. Now there's a nasal drop. I don't know if you remember this, Panaris. It's an older one. Remember that?
Does that work pretty good?
Yeah, it works great. It was developed by a pharmacist. It has to be great. And he happened to be an astronaut. He gave it to NASA, I believe, the astronauts. And on the little box, you'll see an astronaut, you know. So
I wonder about that. I had that in my pharmacy. I always wondered what it did. I never had a chance to look it up.
Yeah, it's a really good product. It's old school. And if you've noticed the commercials, what are they doing now? Vicks VapoRub has come back, right? So yeah. I mean, that was around forever. And the Vicks inhaler will be next. Don't worry. I think Procter & Gamble bought those products up. They're buying up all kinds of product. Actually, Nestle bought Pure Encapsulations. It's going on down like that. So that's why you're seeing the commercials for it. I don't think anybody's seen a Vicks VapoRub commercial in 15, 20 years, you know. But I think you want to get off the gluten, get off the sugars, watch the nightshades, and just pay attention to when it flares up, and just make a little food journal. Within 36 hours, you know, something may trigger it. So just write it down. And if you see a flare up and you go back a week or two and you see the same food, then just avoid it for a while till everything calms down a bit, you know. So we're here in the eastern part in western Pennsylvania, and we've had a very mild winter. We were hoping for some cold weather to get rid of the bug, so to speak, especially around here. We have Lyme and have ticks and such, you know, they're pretty bad. But we've had a lot of rain recently. So in any day now, I mean, crocuses are already coming up. Things are popping. We always get surprised with what the farmers call the onion snow, which comes and coats the ground about 2 inches. And that's when you plant your cruciferae, your vegetables then. That way they somehow like that for some reason. But it's the dehist. You can't go wrong with that. You got a whole handful of things to take. And there's no side effect. I haven't had any problems with that. Now that's by Orthomolecular and Designs for Health make the, what's the name of it? I'm trying to think of it. Histogest DAO. But like I said, that's very potent, but it's also potent in your pocketbook too. So we have a couple on the shelf only for some really bad flare-ups. But dehist or quercetin, you could just use quercetin straight, works quite well. And NAC is, you can buy that separate too. And you really can't go wrong with those. There's no real difference in the brands. I use a lot of Natura company, and they have a NAC plus, you know, quercetin plus, excuse me. And it's very similar to the dehist, which is probably our most biggest in sales as far as that category, for sure. And just as long as the people load up, just like Steve said, you got to load it up. It's not a Benadryl, you know. You have to load it up, sort of like a homeopathic kind of dosing. You load up and then you can taper down. Now, homeopathics, there's a few things you could use. There's pulsatilla, which is the little beads under the tongue. They work pretty well. And if they have any kind of swelling somewhere, there's calendula, you can use that also. So these allergies are just going to be around. I mean, the weather, as you can see across the country, is very disruptive for everything. So where you are, Quentin, with the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, you know, you're going to get a lot of mold. So get out in the sunshine. If you can put your fifth wheel out in the sun a little bit. And that's the other thing. Get some vitamin D on your skin, or take some vitamin D, but also always take vitamin K2 with it, so you don't have any calcium depot or pulling from the parathyroid in the bones. So get out and get some sun and get a good probiotic, because most of this inflammation is coming from the gut anyway, you know. And if you watch the carbs and the gluten, you know, in these breads and pastas and all that sort of thing, you're going to decrease your inflammation, which starts to disrupt the gut. And then there you have this like domino effect, you know. Yeah, I had, when I come in the house, my house is quite spacious, big. And from coming in outside, sometimes, and I don't have forced air, I have like floor heat and baseboard heat. So a lot of dust is in here. And I took Dehis right away when I walked in today, because the first glass of water I took, it sort of triggered it. And I started to sneeze about five times. But, you know, that was whatever time it was. I got home about 6 o'clock here. So it's 8:30 here. So that's gone. So I would play around with these things. Watch your, like I said, watch your sugars, watch your glutens. The dairy is, if you're congested, you know, then I'd go off of that at least a week or so and see if it helps you clear up. Yeah, it's getting to be that season, you know. It's in Phoenix, though. I mean, I'm sure you don't have it as bad, but you know, Harry, it's anymore. It doesn't matter where you live. You're going to get this stuff. The way these winds have changed and the jet streams, it's all over the place, you know.
No, that's true. They've all got their allergens.
Yeah, I think the only ones that are safe are those up in the high mountains there, you know. One of my friends is outside of a Park City, and we were talking the other day, and I said, well, did you get any snow yet? And I started laughing. Excuse me. And he said, let me look, because he's a dentist and a former, he's got a PhD in chemistry. He's retired, but he said, let me look at my system. And he has a little gadget, I guess. They had that at that point, that was a month ago. They had 652 inches of snow so far.
Wow.
652. Wow. I said, wow. He said, and tonight is supposed to snow 8 more inches, and then Sunday, 22 more inches. So wow. I haven't talked to him since. So that air is clean. You know that when it's not snowing. But yeah, there are a few other ones. Standard Process makes a product which I use for years, but it's too cumbersome. It's called Antrinex. It's actually a liver fraction. Works great, but you got to take like, you know, 20 a day, which is pretty bad. But there's a few other things hanging around. Professional Health Products makes a histamine scavenger, which I use also for the mast cell patients. And that works beautifully. And they also have a glutamate scavenger too. Those two together can usually calm things down. But you know, it's a hit and miss. Another one I'll mention to you is pregnenolone. Now, pregnenolone is that grandmother of all hormones. And sometimes you can put a dose in there. You can't, I'd measure it first, see what the levels are, but it's calming and it sort of puts the fire out. It'll slide down the ladder a little bit and help with cortisone and cortisol. So those two sisters, cortisol, cortisone, if the person's stressed, a lot of times they're going to have lower cortisol. If their cortisol is higher, then their cortisone is going to be lower. So it's kind of like a balance there. So adding a little pregnenolone, you can kind of help them out. And then they calm down a bit. Mentally and physically, they feel more relaxed. So there's nothing worse than an asthmatic or somebody who can't breathe or they're clogged. They start to panic, and that just triggers that whole domino effect of vasoconstriction. So, the Cromolyn, Steve, that's a great idea. I haven't had that in the store in a long time. I'll probably pull it back in.
We're talking about the nasal spray or
the nasal spray. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I checked. There are a few generics available at Amazon, and the actual product, the brand name, whoever owns it now, is also available at Walmart. And that's my go-to. Is it available?
Uh-huh. Well, that would be
to give a little more history, since Harry's in Phoenix. When I'm in Phoenix, I don't have a cough. But I am so congested, I can't sleep at night. So I start using phenylephrine drops. I take the spray, but I use it as a drop. And then after several days, I can't live without it because as soon as I stop, 4 hours later, I'm congested again. So twice during the night, phenylephrine drops. It got to the point. I'm not a hypochondriac, believe me, but I went to an ENT because I figured this is just not right. It's not right. I knew I was having rebound congestion, but I thought I might have a tumor or something growing in my head that was clogging me up. So I have a nasal septal defect. It sounded pretty tragic going in there and shaving it off and moving it around. I may still do that, but the rebound congestion with the decongestants is a problem. And I realized it on the front end, but I got getting deeper and deeper. And if you middle of the night can't sleep, just breathing through my mouth, and it's amazing what it does. But when I got to I had pretty much solved that because I stopped using the decongestant, and over time I could breathe again. But when I got my main symptom here in Alabama starting a month ago was cough. Non-productive, semi-productive, all through the day, just wear me out. But interestingly, when I'd lie down in bed at night, cough would go away if I was in a reclining position. But as soon as I stood up in the morning, started up again. Of course, I don't know what's going to happen 2 days from now when my last dose of prednisone that I took today, but you've given me a lot of great ideas. I'm definitely going to go on some chromalin spray. That just sounds, I had not thought of that. I realize that's not necessarily a natural product, but it's readily available to me. I live on dairy products, Ben. So,
well, there you go.
And they're just, in fact, I was at the grocery store getting half and half milk, yogurt, whipped cream, and some ice cream sandwiches. So there's my also beer, but
all three.
There we go. There we go.
You got some yeast in the beer, and you got all that gluten there in the dairy. The casein. Look for like an almond creamer, and almond milk's not bad once you get used to it, so long as you're not allergic to almonds. And there's also some coconut creamers too, which are pretty good, but be careful because when you're not used to it, you'll get a loose stool. But the dairy, we're not cows, and it's sort of like wheat, dairy, and corn. That's what they promote, and none of them are any very good for you, that's for sure. But I try to wean yourself off of the dairy, and who can't eat ice cream? Who doesn't like it? I mean, it's there, but maybe wean yourself down a little bit from it.
On my foray to the grocery store, I was buying buttermilk so I could make cornbread. So there it is. Put all the bad things together. It was.
Hey, grits, cornbread. I'm in your wheelhouse there, pal. But I don't eat it very often, that's for sure. But there's the only other thing I'm thinking of is, I don't know if you can get this or not, but when people have these sensitivities, I just give them glandular thymus. Now, Standard Process makes a thymus, and PHP, or Professional Health Products, used to. I'm not sure if they still are or not, but you give yourself a few days on thymus, it's just thymus gland, and you may see quite a difference there, especially if you have the congestion. Yeah. I had a mast cell asthmatic young lady, and she went everywhere, every allergist, every ENT and a lung specialist, and I gave her one bottle, and within 5 days, she's off all her. Now, this is a rare case. I mean, this isn't, I'm not a magician or anything, but she said, I feel so much better. And now that's what she uses. She uses that, and she uses quercetin or dehist, I think, is what she's on now too. But look for some thymus glandular. Maybe you can find that. A good health food store that may have a practitioner in there may be able to get it for you. I don't know that, like Standard Process, I'm not sure if they'll sell to you directly, but the way Jeff Bezos is, he probably can get a hold of everything. You know, everything's out there on Amazon. You know, it's killing us in our business where our supplements, you know, have I probably in the last 4 or 5 years have halved, you know, so we're always searching for a new product that haven't been discovered by him, you know. But
let's switch gears for just a minute. Sure. Harry's got a lot of he's a pharmacist, has background, handles a lot of products and knows about a lot of products of competitors.
Yeah.
What do you think, Harry? What do you recommend to your friends and associates and to pharmacists along these same lines? Is it pretty much what Steve and Ben have been recommending, or do you have some other options?
No, they really have been talking spot on about these things. You know, one thing we like to talk about is seasonal allergies, but there's people with year-round allergies, and there's similar conversations. My daughter, for example, is a case for that, and she was always on prescription meds and OTC this, OTC that, and she's not going to listen to her dad, you know.
Why would she?
No. So really, 2 years, she's just walking around like a zombie, taking all these different, you know, drugs that her doctor's given her and stuff like that. So finally, she did, you know, all right, I'll try this DHIS stuff. And first attempt, just like Steve was saying, she just thought, take a pill and it goes away. I was like, no, honey, it's not how it works. You do have to load, you know, 2 caps, 3 times a day for a week, and then you go down to your maintenance dose. Once she finally did that after, again, sort of kind of listening to her father, again, so this has alleviated her of her year-round allergies. Really? So that's another thing to think about is, you know, we do have patients like that as well that are challenged with that. Quentin, something that you're making me think is it may not be the mast cells is what's getting you. You're talking about congestion here, and you're talking about your sinus cavity there. And when I think about that, you know, the sinus is it's a pretty neat thing with what's going on there. There's, you know, the mucus, lining in the mucosa has these cells that have these cilia that they you know get this bad stuff out, and then there's goblet cells that create this thin layer of mucus to absorb these bad things, as well as dust and dirt and pollens and molds. But all that has to get out. Those cilia have to be beating and move that mucus and another crud out of there. And when that's not happening right, that's when you get these upper respiratory challenges, which can be somewhat seen as my allergies. And when I see patients who continue to have this like that, or continue to even have, minor upper respiratory infections, that's when I sort of lean towards the Sinitrol, because that's really a blend of nutrients that, boost the immune response. It decreases the mucus buildup and it increases that clearance, during those respiratory challenges. So that's something, to think about. Again, there's, quite a few things, in that product, but that's what is. I was sitting there listening to you talk a little bit more about it. I'm wondering if that's sort of where you're falling into, because Sinitrol has the NAC, the NAC. It's got andrographis. It's got the turmeric, actually, which is I like that for inflammation anytime. It's got the bromelain, the berberine. Licorice root extract. So those are all things that help that the immune response, help the mucus build up, and then help get that stuff out. And that's something that actually I jump into that when I get these upper respiratory things. I get a cold this, I get a cold that, and it just won't let go. right? And then I throw Sinotrol at it. And lo and behold, the upper respiratory stuff starts to clear away. So that's just one thing I would add there. I'm just wondering if that might be something that's going on there, is especially when you're talking about that congestion. Okay.
Harry, I'm using my phone, and because we live in an area where there are essentially devoid of independent community pharmacists. It's when I go into Amazon and I put in Sinotrol, I do get orthomolecular product. Is that identical to the product that Ben and Steve would purchase, or is it something else?
You know, that's something I wouldn't trust, because that's what we call black market Sinotrol. Orthomolecular does not, actually our products, the products say right on there that cannot and should not be sold on Amazon. And yeah, people are trying to do it to get into that channel. And you can't trust the storage or the how they've been transferred.
They could be getting this from a pharmacist who's getting it, or a healthcare provider who's getting it legitimately, and then we don't know what happens to it, right?
Yeah, and that's something. So yes, you do find, and that's what we call black market, because there's people who work at Orthomolecular who are just are trying to get that stuff out of Amazon.
Yeah,
because they don't like that being sold through that channel, because it's just not a trusted channel. So just a heads up on that. You'll pay a lot more money for it by doing that as well. So just a heads up on that one. I wouldn't trust that channel.
Perfect.
Quentin, have you done any nasal lavage, any like a neti pot or anything?
Well, I have I have sold so many of these when I was behind the counter, Ben. I use it. This is what I use, because it's cheap. It works fairly well. It works very well. I use an infant. I think it's actually, we used to call them snot suckers. When I had babies, it has a plastic tip. It's not like an enema. It has a plastic tip at the end. So when I place it in one nostril, I use salt water, or sometimes I'll add a little baking soda to it, but usually just salt. And I've done it so often that I can pretty much judge how much to shake into the bottom of a glass to get a solution that's not going to burn. And I just run it in one side gently and run it out the other. And then I flip it around and I run it the other direction. And when I do have congestion, and I haven't had congestion probably in 6 weeks. But when I do have congestion, I'm amazed at what comes out of my nose. I know it helps cleanse the inside. And that's what I went to when I came off of phenylephrine nasal drops. I would simply lavage once, twice a day, sometimes in the middle of the night. You know, it was very helpful. I mean, very helpful. I'm wondering if doing too much of that, and maybe, you know, it does take the mucus lining away for a while,
right?
But probably no more than twice a day. But I find it very refreshing. The neti pot, I understand the concept. It just looks cumbersome, but I can just pull up this, a bulb, and gently put it in one side. It works well for me.
Yeah, you just have to do some physical cleansing, whichever way you do it, is what I was getting at. Yeah, yeah. I want you to do me a favor tonight or tomorrow. Take a glass of water not from your tap, bottled water.
Yeah.
Pour it into a glass, spit in it, put a plate over top of it, and let it sit for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Let me know what happens.
I'll do that experiment.
All right. If you see cloudiness or little tentacles,
yeah,
it's fungus.
Growing some stuff.
Yeah. Yep. You can go fancy testing if you want, but this is free.
You know, with a, I was in the public health service for a couple of years when I was in my youth. And we used to look at things just through a microscope, urine and so forth. And fungi are so, and candida and so forth, are so easy to see with a very simple medical microscope.
Sure.
But this is an innovative way to grow some fungi. I will do that. I will certainly do that.
Yeah, you may have a fungal infection, you know.
Yeah. Triamcinolone as I've used, that could be the case.
Yeah. So any antibiotic or steroid you use, you're just giving it fertilizer.
Yeah.
That might be.
Or the fire under it.
Yeah. So just try it. You know, I pretty much put everybody through that. I used to do CDSA, a complete stool sample with seeing what bacteria and fungus are there. But, you know, it's cumbersome, and it's, I don't know how much it is now. It was up about $350, $400 20 years ago. So the spit test, everybody doesn't mind doing. And sure. then we go from there. So anyway, that would be something you could try to see, just in case you have this low-grade fungal infection. And in Arizona, everything's drier, per se, and then you get into Alabama. In the pines, and it probably just started all over again. But I don't
90% humidity. Yep.
Yeah. I don't understand this. Laying down doesn't bother your cough, and standing up.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yep. I don't get that. I don't think it. I don't know. It couldn't have anything to do with blood pressure. I don't believe. But
I do not know. I will say that we are in a. We sold our home in. In Alabama, with the intention of moving to our home in the Phoenix area, Mesa, and we accidentally, because we were after we sold our home, we had 30 days to close. We were like tourists driving around Lower Alabama. We're by Gulf Shores in Orange Beach, and we came across this RV park, which I thought was gated, and it was only like 3 miles from the home we were selling, and. It's about 59 lots, I believe, all independently owned, 4 years old. We are surrounded by pine trees, but they're not actually over us. But it blows everywhere. So it's, it's next door, and it blows like crazy. So when the plane landed, I could tell something was going on. I was coughing that night. You give me some great advice, great information. I have a couple of these things I'm going to work on. Linda, you've been a great manager of our Zoom meetings. Do you, by any chance, do you have any allergic symptoms or seasonal or year round that you would like for our experts to address?
I do not.
You are very fortunate. You are very fortunate.
Also, Quentin, start drinking some lemon water or lime water. You want to start alkalizing your system. And it's very refreshing. You know, you can use a little ice. Start doing that. And don't drink milk. Just don't.
Stay away from it. Now, when you say lemon, you're talking about lemon from a lemon.
Yeah, squeeze it in or a lime.
When you say lime, you mean lime from a lime, right?
Lime, yeah. You just want to acidify your water a little bit.
Yep, got it.
And you can get concentrated lemon or lime juice. It's easier. It gets a little pungent when you first start doing, but after a while, you'll look forward to doing it.
Well, we squeezed about 60 lemons from trees in Phoenix, and I put them in ice cube trays and froze them. And then I took the pure lemon juice that's frozen, and I put them in plastic Ziploc bags in the freezer. So when I get back to Phoenix, we have lots of wonderful lemon juice.
Wonderful.
Wonderful lemon juice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I apologize that we don't have 50 people on board, and I think with time we will. These are the most stimulating meetings that I attend. I always learn things from these guys, Harry, fountain of information. I'm surprised you haven't come across Ben in your travels. He's been doing this a while, and he's He's got a lot of background. So, Ben, thank you very much for your input. Steve, thank you.
No problem.
Harry, thank you for joining us. I hope you come back.
No, it's been great.
Over and over again. You have a lot to contribute. By any chance, are you in a – I know your company is an ACA sponsor. Are you a member as an individual?
No, dark company, corporate member.
Yeah. That might be something for you to think about. It's not expensive at all, and your company would probably pay for it. But you can become an ACA fellow and participate in other things and participate in our annual meeting other than, you know, by displaying. There's lots of opportunities there. It's a great organization. I'm no longer in a management position with the company, with the organization, but it's very close to my heart. I think it just reflects a great part of pharmacy. So listen, thank you all very much for this evening. Linda, thank you for getting us together, okay?
You're welcome. Thank y'all.
Anybody else have anything else to say before we end?
No dairy.
Yeah.
No dairy.
Drink more milk, drink more water, less milk.
There you go. I have to restructure my life, but I will consider that.
Thank
you all very much. All right. We'll see you next time.
Take care, gang. Take care.
See you guys. Bye.